Welcome back, everyone. It's another version of Flock and Gather. It's Alan Scher. I am your host. We have over 80,000 members around the globe and growing. And of course, it's 90 and sunny in Phoenix in this early spring, so I'm not traveling the globe anywhere. But you all know my guest today because she is a globetrotter and she's an icon in our business, Julie Keller Callahan. She's got a new deal at Well Defined. She is a co-founder and she's going to tell us all about it. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hi, Alan. It's so good to see you. I'm so used to seeing you in person all of the time. So it's weird to see you only on video.
I know. Well, and nobody ever sees me like in a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops, but here I am in my home office like the rest of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And I know you're in Kansas City, correct?
I am. Yep. I'm in Kansas City and I have been in Kansas City for the last year, but I finally got my second COVID shot. So I'm ready to hit the road again.
Let's see. Kathy gets hers on April 13th. I get mine on April 14th. And I set a golf date that afternoon. Do you think I'm crazy or I'll be able to play?
Oh, you'll be okay.
Yeah, of course I will. Cause I don't worry about it. Right. I mean, people can make themselves mental with this stuff, but I'm choosing not to. It's the nature of the beast. And the fact is, whether you like it or not, and we're not going to argue the politics and the science, because I don't understand either politics or science today, you're going to have to wear a mask anyways when you just go. I just don't see that our generation is going to go maskless. If you want to go into restaurants and other places in certain locations, and for people like you and I who travel a lot, how are you not going to have a couple masks in your bag, right?
I don't know that I will ever travel again without wearing a mask. My mom's a nurse. I very much believe in the benefits of mask wearing and hand washing and all of that. So yeah. For me, I'm going to do that. And, you know, my kids actually here in Kansas City, my kids have been in school this whole time. They actually didn't close schools and they've gone in masked and, you know, they've stayed healthy. They've been great. And there's been a lot less colds and stomach bugs that have blown through our house this year. So I mean, it's great.
You know what I always say, isn't that crazy? But it's not crazy. I think what we've all learned, we've learned a few things over the last year. Number one, you are responsible for your own health. Number two, I'm surprised how many people actually didn't wash their hands regularly. That really surprised me.
Yeah. I know. Gross, right?
We're not going to comment on people's toothbrushing and hand washing, but really? Like, maybe I'm a little more fanatical because I travel a lot. So for me, washing hands, having disposable toothbrushes, I mean, it's just part of the travel package, right? That I carry. Okay. So hygiene and your own health, but also number three, I think we realize even the experts aren't experts and even the scientists aren't scientists. I mean, this has been a new thing for the world, and instead of admitting they don't know, everyone blathers out there about what they call the science and this and that. But I've come to believe nobody is really, it's too early in the turn of the year for people to know.
You know, I think for the most part, people are doing the best that they can. And I think, you know, the things that we knew before the pandemic are still really relevant, that, you know, having a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy, getting outside, all of those things are important. And I think that, you know, this has only hammered that point home. And I think that for our industry, it's going to be great because it's really got a lot of people thinking about health and wellness in a way they haven't before.
Right. And tequila is an antiseptic, right? I can continue.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't use it for
everything in moderation.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it as well. All right, Julie Bree, I know there are a lot of people who are going to reach out to you after this because I know they know you, but bring our listeners who haven't met you along the way up to speed. So start at how you started in this business and who you worked for in the magazine and everything else.
Sure. Yeah. So I got into, I'm a journalism major. So I started in the field as a journalist and I came on as the editor in chief of American Spa Magazine, oh gosh, probably 18 years ago. And so that was my introduction into the spa industry. I came from entertainment and art. And so I had not been in spa and travel and hospitality, but I absolutely fell in love with it. And I was at the magazine for 15 years. I evolved from being the editor-in-chief to the editor and publisher. I got my spa management degree from UC Irvine because I just really was interested in being able to walk the talk and write what I knew. I also, while I was there, so we had the magazine, and the magazine grew from just a magazine to a magazine and multiple newsletters, several social media sites. We launched several award programs. I launched a few different events, the American Spa Women and Wellness Summit and the American Spa CBD Summit. And so, so I was there for about 15 years. And then I left there, almost 2 years ago. And I started working with Hutchinson Consulting as an executive recruiter working in hospitality and wellness. And I also work with them on doing branding and marketing work for a lot of different hospitality and wellness clients. And then about last fall, Heather Mikesell, who worked together with me at American Spa for about 15 years, we are really, really good friends and longtime colleagues. We decided that we wanted to launch a new wellness media site, and really, and that's kind of where the idea for Well Defined was born. So I've been in wellness for, probably about 18 years now. And that's kind of my path to getting to where I am.
I love it. Well, you have covered a lot of ground, lady. So congrats to you and Heather on the new gig. Let me just jump backwards a minute as well. I don't think people have, I mean, you still have a beautiful head of hair, but I'm surprised you haven't pulled it out. I don't think people understand how difficult it is to pull a trade show off.
And yeah, it takes a lot of work to put a show together. You know, and it's, you know, I guess it's a blessing because I learned a trial by fire, especially for the events that I put on. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of moving pieces. It's a lot of moving parts. It's a lot of people, you know, making sure you're getting the right people in the right places, but, it's fun and it's challenging. And so, and that's where, you know, I probably made my closest relationships with friends in the industry at the various events that I've gone to and managed and worked at over the years. So, it's a lot. Putting on a trade show is a lot of work.
Wait. And the second part of that is, I don't think people know what it takes to put a magazine together. You know, you guys, your schedule is on top of the fact you have beautiful children, but you have spent a lot of time developing and building. So kudos to you on all of those issues. And you must have, as my kids say, I have self-diagnosed ADD. So I think you have a little of that as well. You're working with Michael Tompkins, right? At Hutchinson Group. And I have to imagine that part of what you guys do is busy as well, because people are going back to work.
They are. And, you know, and I don't think people realize this about Hutchinson. You know, we have the recruiting division, which I work really closely with Michael with, and we're really thrilled to see, to see the industry coming back. And we're expanding into functional and integrative medicine. We just partnered with Mark Hyman, who's a pretty well-known functional doctor. And so we have that going on, and we're breaking into the senior living space. So there's a lot of exciting things going on there. But Christine Huffman is another partner, and she is a consultant. And so she's got some really cool projects that she's working on across hospitality and wellness. And then I work really closely with Carol Stratford in the marketing department. So we have several clients, you know, so we'll do brand books for people, communications, manage social media accounts, those kind of things. So you know, it's a great company. I don't think sometimes people don't realize that they do so much over at Hutchinson, but yeah, we're excited to see things really picking up and to be here for the industry, because people need it. And so we're happy to be able to start reaching out to people and having some jobs and having some listings and having some exciting opportunities. So it's been great.
Just wonderful. Well, explain what functional medicine is. I'm sure people have heard the term, but sometimes we get lost in a lot of the semantics and vernacular in our business. What is it?
Sure. So functional medicine is really kind of a holistic whole body approach to health. And so, you know, functional medicine practitioners really believe in treating everything. So it's not just going in, getting a diagnosis and taking a pill. They talk to you about your eating habits. They talk to you about your fitness habits. They talk to you about your mental wellness. They talk to you all about that. And they build programs around your whole well-being. So we're seeing more and more, and I think especially with what's going on with COVID, people are much more interested in that kind of health, and they're very much MDs and well-trained MDs, but a lot of them have gone through Andy Weil's program in Arizona. And they've learned about kind of treating the whole body. A lot of it's very nutrition-based. It's very holistic-based. It's really treating you from head to toe, and it's something that more and more people are doing, and, you know, it's pretty exciting. We have one client in St. Louis, Palm Health. You know, they have They have several MDs on staff. They have an acupuncturist on staff. They have nutritionists on staff. They flip the medical rooms every day and they turn into spa treatment rooms at night. So the doctors are there in the day and then they do spa treatments at night. They have a healthy cafe. They have a juicing bar. So it's literally this beautiful medical facility that is bringing wellness to every touch point of people's lives. So it's really cool to see.
Does Michael Tompkins still own Palm Health? Is that his or did he sell that to someone else?
No, but they're a client that we work with.
Got it. He doesn't own it though anymore.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And it's great that I like doing stuff on companies like that, because that is really setting the pace. I think people have made this leap past. I need a facial. I need a massage. Want to know about all the rest of the good things that go around with being healthy. But you said something earlier that's always been a key word for me. It's moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts good if you start with moderation and all the things that you do, right?
No, I totally agree with that. And, you know, I think extremes of anything can be dangerous and unhealthy from pretty much anything that you do. So I totally agree.
Let's talk about you and Heather's new gig at Well Defined, because I think people are really interested in starting to see your emails and stuff. So have at it and tell us about Well Defined.
Sure. So, you know, Heather and I, you know, over the years, you know, when we worked at American Spa, you know, our focus was very much spa. I mean, the magazine being American Spa, but you know, what we have watched just being in this industry is there's so much more than just spa. And we wanted to really create, a site that was great for our industry and a site that's great for consumers, which is a little different than what we were doing before. And so we created Well Defined, and really our goal is to be, you know, the source for wellness related information, advice, and news for anyone. So we cover all sorts of verticals in wellness. We cover beauty, we cover fitness, we cover travel and spa, we cover healthy meetings and events, corporate wellness, which we're getting a lot of people are very interested in that. We have mindfulness and mental wellness. We've got generational wellness. So we're talking about all the way from birth all the way to death, and how you can be well in all of those years. Financial wellness, and then, you know, lifestyle. So our idea is really to create something that is a great resource for anybody who's interested in wellness. And, you know, Heather and I have always said everyone's a consumer. So, you know, whether, you know, cause we talk about B2B versus consumer, and we just think that there doesn't need to be that line anymore, because we think that there's great information, you know. So for example, Heather just went to the new Miraval in the Berkshires and she did an amazing review. And that review is super relevant to a consumer who reads it, but it's also relevant to a meeting planner who reads it, or to a corporate wellness executive who is planning a retreat, or to somebody who's in the spa and wellness industry who wants to see what another brand is doing really well. So our feeling is that, you know, we want to create content that helps everybody live a healthier, more well life, whether it's personally or whether it's through their business. And that's kind of our strategy. And that's how we got started.
Okay, let me bring our listeners up to speed. So it's great. You know, isn't it funny? If you looked back and you were thinking about trade shows and magazines and all the thing you've done, you would have to do that before you could get to the place where you could start Well-Defined. People forget you can't jump from A to Z, right? You got to go A, B, C, D to get there. But you said a couple things that I really like. This is more, you're Well-Defined. It's welldefined.com for our listeners, correct? Okay. Yeah. It's more than spa, it's consumers too. And then you went on to say, because we're all consumers. And I've said so often over the years, our industry is like a hybrid, because we're B2B/C, because sometimes the people inside our industry are the biggest consumers of products, aren't they?
Sure. And that's really what we thought about. You know, I mean, our readers, you know, there, I think there's plenty of publications out there telling you how to run your business. And that's not really what we're about. We're telling you how to bring wellness into your life. So, you know, we have stories on corporate wellness about, you know, working healthily from home, or, you know, standing, if you're on your feet all day, what can you do? And so this stuff is super relevant to people in our industry. We have some great mindfulness articles that really, you know, how can you relieve stress? How can you have a happy life? How can you make changes to improve your brain health? And so, you know, I think it's funny because people in our industry, we're in the wellness industry, and sometimes we're the least well people around, because we're working you know, we're working 60 hours a week and multiple jobs and nights and weekends. And I mean, myself included, you know, I'm running a wellness magazine and there's times where my dinner is half a chicken nugget and a handful of Cheez-Its because that's what I have time to eat.
Because that's what your daughter's eating, right?
Exactly. So, you know, I think those of us in the industry, we also need a reminder to be well, because we're really good at telling other people how to do it. But it's a good to have a reminder of, you know, what do we need to be doing to be well too? Because, you know, we have to set an example for our families. We have to set an example for our friends, and we have to set an example for our clients. And so that's part of what we're doing, is trying to give some great strategies for being well.
I love it. And we never hear enough about that stuff anyways. And I think it takes a concerted effort to be well. It's too easy to grab the bag of large Frito scoops. Now you know what my favorite are, okay? and sit on the couch with your cocktail. I mean, it's just, it doesn't get you to the end result that we're all looking for. So I'm glad. I look forward to getting your email when you guys send that out with all the new articles. I'd like to address one other thing you brought up, because I always think it's so important. Number one, two things, actually. Number one, you mentioned financial health as well. And I think it's so critical. I'd like to see you do a whole series of articles on financial health and wellness, because even though people say, oh, your industry is dolphin huggers and tree kissers, or however that goes, and we are, but as you mentioned, we work 60 hours a week like dogs, right? People think we're sitting at the spa every day, not doing anything. That's how, and financial health, it is so critical today, especially with all the things going on in the world and people living on unemployment and the government adding debt. You have to be financially secure. So please do more articles on that. Do them for Alan.
We have a whole section about that. And I have to say, that's something we're really passionate about. You know, Heather in particular, a few years ago when we launched the Women in Wellness Conference, one of the things we wanted to do is bring people in to talk about financial wellness, because it's so important for everyone, but women and women particularly, because they seem to be at a detriment in salary levels and certain things like that. And so we brought in Sally Krawcheck, who has an investment firm called Elevis, which is an investment for women that invest in women's business. And she gave the most amazing talk just about what we need to be doing and how you can be financially well, and really like what a tiny investment now can mean later, and kind of inspired people to do that. So, you know, that's been a passion of ours for a long time. And Heather, we always joke, because Heather is like our financial wellness guru. She would say like, okay, what are you putting in your 401k? What are you guys doing? So we laugh about that, but it's something we're really passionate about. And so, you know, if you go to our site, we have stories on, you know, abundance mindset and how you can deal with financial stress and how we can create a story for money that works for you. So we very much believe that financial wellness is a huge part of wellness, because if you're stressed about money, and a lot of people are right now, it can have a really serious impact on your health. So,
well, and frankly, I think I remember reading somewhere along the way that financial stress is one of those main causes for so many people of it crosses all boundaries of unhappiness when you are having financial issues. We've been speaking with Julie Keller Callahan today. Her new gig is called Well Defined. So you can find her at welldefined.com. She's also working at Hutchinson. Give our best to Heather Michael, your partner in crime there, because we miss her as well. And I think we'll all be gathering again soon, right?
Thank you. I absolutely hope so.
All right, Julie, best to you and your family. Have a wonderful Easter weekend.
Thanks, Alan. Have a great one.
And my listeners, as always, please remember to be kind to one another.